Welcome again to our celebration of God's abundant love. We celebrate the abundant love of God which could not be contained or entombed or even now enshrined. God's love cannot be contained. God's love is active and living through the risen Christ. And through you and me, as we live our lives as followers of the way of peace, justice, hope, compassion, mercy, and love. God's love is bigger than the church. God, the creator of the universe, of heaven and earth, pours out love in so many ways. All of creation expresses God's abundant love. We are here today to celebrate how God's love was made known and continues to be known and experienced through Jesus, the Christ, the risen Christ. We are here to celebrate that through Christ, we are raised to a life of grace, a new life that begins now and continues forever. Death is vanquished. So what do you think about all of this, really? About the resurrection? Do you believe in miracles? Perspective is important. Context is important. I have a joke for you today. Some of you have heard this before. This was a cartoon I saw once, so it's a real visual. And there are these two little fleas, and maybe today they're Easter fleas. And they're standing in what looks like a thick forest of trees, and the tree trunks are shooting up all around them. And one flea says to the other, "You know, I just don't believe in the dog." Context, perspective is important. And we're here today to get some context on the Christian faith and on resurrection. How would you like to experience resurrection today? How can Easter help you with that desire? There are many, many people in churches today who are just not sure what to think about Jesus, resurrection, Easter, the church. And that's honest, and that's more than okay. It is so important that we are where we are, that we know where we are, because that's where God meets us and what's real for us, what the reality is. God meets us using our imaginations, our surroundings, the people, the places, the particular circumstances of our lives. God didn't come into the world to tell us what to believe, but to be with us. Because God loves us. God's love is bigger than the church, but the church is also God's gift to the world, because it is here that we tell the story of Jesus and seek to be Christ in the world for each other and for many others. And we believe that we are able to be the church, this faith community, not on our own strength, but because we are strengthened and sustained through the risen Christ in the power of the Spirit. The part of the story we're telling today is the account of the resurrection. It has been said that the Gospels are resurrection accounts with extended introductions, but important, very important introductions. As we think about how God uses our experiences to connect with us, consider the account of the resurrection that we just heard read from John's Gospel. Those disciples who were with Jesus day in and day out, they didn't put up a brave front when Jesus was arrested and executed. They were out of there. Peter denied him, the others ran. They thought he was dead and gone forever. They thought they'd been wrong about him. They thought once again the forces of darkness had won the day, or so it seemed. But then something happened. Something that can only be described by speaking of angels. speaking of a tomb being empty when it should have been occupied, being known by name, being embraced, and being in a garden filled with life. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple. She tells them Jesus is gone. His body is gone. Where is he? She does not know. Then Peter and the other run to the tomb. They can't wait to get there. Could it be? Imagine what Peter might have been thinking, remembering all that Jesus had said and done, all those times of teaching, expanding their vision of the world, all the times he brought people together, how he fed people, cared for children, healed people who were sick or even as good as dead or in fact dead. And that day in the synagogue, early in Jesus' ministry, when he stood up and read from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he said, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And when people heard that, some had a feeling that the Messiah was in their midst. What did Peter think about as he ran to the tomb? Was he thinking, hoping for another chance with Jesus, another chance when he would not deny knowing him? If it had all ended on the cross, if it had ended there or in that dark, cold tomb, if it had ended there, we would not be here today. There's no way we would be. Do I believe in miracles? Do I believe in resurrection? This is a miracle. This is resurrection. This is a miracle that in a world that is sort of based on the survival of the fittest, in this world that is dominated by a scarcity mentality, a world with a lot of judgment and little mercy, this is a miracle that we are here, a loving community of hope, a community of God's abundant love existing in the world. We exist to be Christ's hands and heart in the world. We are God's ongoing resurrection, children of the new creation. The gospel writer was intentional in saying that it was the first day of the week when Mary went to the tomb. The language is intended to remind us of Genesis, when God created the heavens and the earth, the first creation. The day that Mary went to the tomb was the first day of the new creation. Jesus was different. She did not recognize him at first. But then he says her name and she knows. What she knows, she probably didn't know. But something happened. She experienced being known and loved. Something that became known as the resurrection. Even though Jesus had died, yet he lived and walked among them once again, different but recognizable. With them, strengthening them, helping them to continue the ministry that he had started. The abundant love of God in their midst, it kept them going, that small, small community that would be the church. It started to form that first day of the new creation. We are people of the resurrection, which means many things. In your life, it may mean something very special. Something to do with knowing new life or hope or compassion for yourself or for others. In some ways, resurrection is mysterious, hard to pin down, but in other ways, it seems understandable, especially when we find other people who like to follow Jesus, the way of Jesus, and try to care for people the way he did. We see resurrection then. Release for those imprisoned, literally or metaphorically, caring for the poor, the hungry, recovery of sight, freedom to those oppressed in any way. We see resurrection then, and maybe it's not so mysterious after all. Resurrection as a stand-alone event is hard to believe, hard to understand. But considered within the whole context of God's love for the world and action in the world and ongoing action, resurrection becomes less mysterious, less a mystery to be solved, and instead a mystery to be lived. In Christian community, supporting each other as people of resurrection, we become the miracle we are seeking to understand. See yourself today as God's miracle in the world. The mysteries of our faith are meant to be lived, not simply understood or believed, but as we live them, we just might find that we come to understand and believe, and maybe believe more deeply and with more conviction and more devotion. And when we have lived our full lives and we look back, we might consider these events of our lives, people, circumstances, and see resurrection in them when at the time we might not have noticed. When I started to talk with some folks about having a cross that we could flower, and when I announced that we would have this flowering of the cross for children, there were a number of adults who wanted to do it too. And we're so glad that we're bringing this Easter tradition back to this church. When I see children putting flowers on the cross, I think about each flower being a gift of themselves that they are giving to God for God to use, to make visible in the world what the love of God looks like, what the power of Christ's resurrection looks like now, today, in our time. As a suggestion, in your time of prayer, you might want to imagine the flower that you want to put on the cross today. Your gift to God, to the world, what does it look like? What does it represent? We might even want to draw this flower or write about it. Talk to God about it, how you want to live this mystery of resurrection, how you have lived it up to this point. I love that cross. It looks more amazing than I imagined. And I look at it and I see in it resurrection. Let us pray. God of resurrection, help us to live the mystery of your ongoing life with us. Enable us to live the risen life to your honor and glory. Strengthen our confidence in your love for each one of us. And may the power of your resurrection make us people of resurrection for others. In the name of the risen Christ. Amen.